Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And it's a big day for the What's on Your Mind radio audience and all of us here that are the stewards of the airwaves on AM 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. The dual flagships of the What's on Your Mind radio network. And we're also very proud that AM 1090, the flag, booming to the Bakken and beautiful Tioga, North Dakota, Williston, Watford City, Stanley, Crosby, Partial, Powers Lake, you get the idea, as well as on the western edge, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, okay? Little known secret that our friends at KLTC time shift the program a little bit. So say you're listening on 550 K-Fire in New Salem. And you get busy with something, and you miss something, and you want to hear that interview again or in more detail, you turn over to 1460. See, that's how it works. Or you come back to 550 and hear it from 7 to 9 when there's not some fine athletic contest that is running. I would say, Todd, more days than not, it's 7 to 9 at night, repeated, K-Fire, yeah. 550, right?
Yeah, I mean, U Mary's in a hockey tournament that they're kicking butt in, so we've got that on tonight. So, and if they win tonight, that'll be on tomorrow night.
There you go. And U Mary hockey, I can't believe I've not seen a U Mary hockey game yet. I want to, because I'm glad they're doing that. I'm going to be at the University of Mary tomorrow for the show, and we'll have Charlie Kirk there for the show. We'll be in Crow's Nest. I cannot go to Bismarck without going to U Mary in the Crow's Nest campus restaurant and having Nephila soup.
Oh,
so good.
There you go.
Can't even believe it. Monsignor Shea, I think, was a, I think he's a missed opportunity for culinary excellence.
Better than Kroll's, by the way?
It is.
Kroll's is my standard.
It's good.
Yeah.
I had some history with Kroll's, and I don't remember what it was, but I think the owner is very liberal.
Oh, well. They make a heck of a Nephila soup. I'm willing to concede if you
And as long as I don't get canceled by them, I'm not going to cancel them. But it has tipped my palate towards the University of Mary Crow's Nest restaurant because of the liberal nature of. And
well, feel free to bring back samples.
I remember one time telling the folks at Cloverdale, I said, you know, hey, I'd love to do a show from Kroll's. They buy all of your products. And they went to Kroll's and said, hey, great idea. Scott Inman wants to do a show because he lives on your bacon, our bacon that you sell. And they said, no, thank you. We don't want him here.
Okay.
So they kind of canceled me.
Oh, okay.
So my appetite changed. But they do. I have bought many times the buckets of Nephila soup to bring to people, you know, as a little gift and get well thing. Speaking of get well, can I ask for your prayers for a young man? I believe he's in Page, North Dakota. We'll just say rural North Dakota. 24, 25 years old, don't remember exactly, but bright future ahead of him, and he is fighting for his life right now. He's fighting for his life because he had what the healthcare entity that cared for him believed was a flu. And so they said, go home and just wait the flu out. Okay? And something wasn't right, so his mom or his girlfriend or somebody says, something's not right. He's just not getting any better. And he called, and he said, hey, he's not getting any better. They said, well, just keep pumping the Tylenol in him, and he'll get better. Well, 4 days later, all of his organs start shutting down because he's dehydrated. He had terrible flu. I think the reason they didn't tell him to come in was because they thought, he might probably have COVID, but he's 24 years old, and stay home,
right.
He'll just get over this, right? Don't do that. Who am I saying don't do that to? I'm saying don't do that. Don't listen when you just have a better idea of what's wrong with someone you love. And I also say don't do that healthcare. Don't do that healthcare.
don't just assume a 24-year-old has flu-like symptoms and that's all it is and he's fine and he'll be okay. But we've become so woke now about basic health care decisions. If you don't feel well, get to the walk-in clinic. Stay at the walk-in clinic until you feel like you've been heard. And if you haven't, go to another walk-in clinic. And then go to an ER. Because we've transformed healthcare the last year and patients over the last year to be scared to death.
And by the way, if you're calling in sick and you're not really sick, it's got to be a sore back, you got a bad knee, something like that, shoulders bothering me.
Stop.
No coughing, no none of that.
Talk to your wife.
Yes.
And she'll say, suck it up, buttercup.
Yep.
Suck it up, buttercup. You know, try childbirth.
Yeah.
That's what my wife says. Talk to me when it hurts as much as childbirth.
My point is, you can't say, I've got a little cold going. You can't say that anymore. Not in the vid days now.
Can we put up Trey Gowdy? He's analyzing what the closing arguments might be in the Chauvin trial here. And I'll just tell you, just pray for this young man. And pray for everybody that is getting lesser than health care than they should right now because of the last year and the COVID freakout. And the walk-in clinics in healthcare in North Dakota are rock solid. They're fantastic. So use them, go to them, and don't listen to somebody that you don't feel is giving you the best advice as a healthcare professional. Don't listen to them if they tell you, stay home, you're okay, when you're a mom and you say, something's not right. Something's not right. Go with your instinct, not some person that is just giving you the cue card, okay? And pray for that young man today. Pray for another friend of mine who is someone you don't know, but has sold a lot of iron, green iron. In fact, more green iron than anybody. So if you like green iron or red iron or yellow iron or blue or whatever, you still want to pray for this person because they know farm machinery backwards and forwards. Battling a terrible brain tumor and beginning today receiving treatment that is non-traditional, but has had some extraordinary success. So pray for Scott's friends today. Would you? The 24 or 5-year-old and the 60-year-old.
Amen. We'll do.
Okay. So the judge is talking and also Clay or Trey Gowdy. Let's see what we hear here. Minneapolis.
Threat and attack.
This is Trey Gowdy.
Peter Cahill, the judge here, has done an excellent job on this case. Anybody who's experienced in trials, who watched this,
Andy McCarthy,
he runs a tight ship. It's been very well done. Where I would fault him is I think the jury should have been sequestered after the event, the tragic event in Brooklyn Center, because at least one juror resides in that area and a number of the jurors have ties to it. And I just think sending the jury home to be immersed in and be in the middle of all of that conflict that we knew was going to happen over the weekend and all of the coverage was not the wisest move. I was actually a little worried about whether all the jurors would even show back up today, given all the unrest there.
Wow.
And look, I think it's a hard call for the judge. You guys were talking about Oklahoma City before. When I was trying the blind shake, the Oklahoma City bombing happened in the middle of the trial, and the defense actually moved to try to get the jury sequestered. And at that point, Judge Mukasey didn't sequester the jury, but it was a different situation. We still had another 6 months to go in the trial. Here, I think they were grinding down toward the end, and he didn't have to give them, the judge didn't, Friday off. They could have, you know, finished the trial, gone right into summations and gone right into deliberations and kept the jury there. I don't think it was a good idea to send them home for the
interesting
weekend.
Andy, we can listen to these guys for a while. This is, of course, Bill Hemmer and also Dana Perito. They've got Trey Gowdy and Andy McCarthy. Andy McCarthy, a regular guest of ours, great, bright mind when it comes to the legal side. So let's listen to a few of these folks, see what they say for themselves.
Enough about Chauvin's record as a cop. I mean, he's 45 years old. I mean, is there a track record here or is there not?
Well, there may be, Bill, but the interesting thing is, you know, we talked about, Trey was mentioning before, what happens when a defendant doesn't testify, and I think he's quite right. The jury wants to hear from the defendant. They want you to look him in the eye and say, I didn't do this. Now, as you guys have been pointing out, a lot of this is on video, so there's not a lot of mystery about what was done or not done. But it's a big issue in the trial about what the operation of his mind is. I think the big reason he didn't testify was to keep his disciplinary record out of the trial.
Yeah.
Had he taken the stand, he's got about 10 complaints, I think, maybe more than that, over 18 years, including two letters of admonishment that went into his file. And some of the complaints are about excessive use of force. So all of that would have given the prosecutors a good faith basis to ask him questions about those incidents and draw out for the jury what each of those incidents was about. That probably would not have helped Chauvin here, and I sense that that's probably the reason that that he didn't testify.
This is fascinating stuff, folks, and we'll continue to follow this. The closing arguments will begin in the Chauvin trial. I you know what he's saying, I agree with. How in the world, in the middle of that Minneapolis powder keg right now, you'd even let the jury out to see, you know, what happened in Brooklyn Center and everything else, even though they're not supposed to watch TV? Come on, it's human nature, right? You got Friday off, you're there Saturday, Sunday. But I'm guessing the reason he didn't is they're going to be sequestered for who knows how long for the closing arguments, and most especially the deliberation, right? So he wanted them with their families to sort of say, buck up, folks, here we go. But very interesting stuff. So sad that this basic common sense is going to be turned into such chaos. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What's on Your Mind is powered by MyPillow. Well, the host is, anyway. All of us are. You know, Todd can't be Todd the Radio Guy without a good night's sleep. Kevin can't pick out the best bumper music on earth without a good night's sleep. And I can't talk on the radio without a good night's sleep. So we're all powered by MyPillow here. And did you know that foam is in short supply right now?
Yeah.
Have you heard this?
It's weird. I did know that, actually. Yeah, we're doing a couple boat seats, and you can't find it.
You can't find foam.
Yeah.
And MyPillow foam is patented. There's some process that has to do with the air. They actually make it perfect for MyPillow manufacturing in Wisconsin. But foam is made with, guess what? Chemicals, petrochemicals, oil and gas.
Oh,
did you know that?
No kidding.
You're sleeping on oil and gas. Exactly right. And if you remember, there was something called a polar vortex down in Texas where the petrochem industry resides until Brent Sanford, a lieutenant governor, gets his way and moves it up here, which I think now is more appropriate than ever because our energy doesn't shut down. They relied too heavily there on gas mainly, and gas pipes froze, and everybody knows that there are times when the wind doesn't blow. So if you don't have affordable always-on coal, you don't have pillows, because you can't have foam, because you can't run the factory. This is the thing, folks. So pillows are in short supply right now. We are going to get some to the residents displaced at Eagle Hawk Estates, or Hawk Estates, I guess it is, in Newtown. Mike Lindell did say over the weekend, if you watched our video on the Facebook page, you know about this already, but we had a wonderful conversation on Friday with Dr. Monica Mayer. And she is the councilwoman for the North segment, largest landmass of the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara tribe, that nation, MHA. And she brought us on a tour Friday afternoon of a, I don't know, 2-3-year-old apartment complex. Very, very nice. Very nice. Apartment complex that burned to the ground. It's destroyed. I take a tour of it on my Facebook page. You guys see it yet?
I did not, no.
Todd, could you share that on the K-Fire Facebook page, too? And Kev, if you wouldn't mind as well. It's Friday afternoon. Is Todd here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
You talked to me earlier.
Yeah, I forgot that. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm here.
If you'd share that, that'd be fabulous, because I want people to see this, and I want also people to think about how they can help. Mike Lindell stepped up to the plate. He said, Scott, find out how many residents, find out how many first responders, and find out from the people at MHA Nation that helped. I want them to get their choice, one of everything. Robes, towels, pillows, slippers, dog beds, the whole deal. Dogs, one dog and two cats perished in that fire. So I imagine there's a family looking for new pets, and they have pet beds. So you can get all these things, too, and you can thank Mike for devoting his life to free speech, devoting his life to election integrity, devoting his life to addiction recovery. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. If you do nothing else today, buy a copy of his book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Not good is the answer to that question. What are the odds? Mike spent a lot of time in Vegas. I didn't even know that. My wife read the book, and she recites things regularly about it, about how his brain worked and how it was, you know, he could count cards, and that's how he'd get his next buck, and then that would buy more crack. And then he, you know, but he finally one day went to bed and said, God, when I wake up, take this desire away. That's what he did. That was the secret sauce of what turned Mike Lindell into Mike Lindell. God, take this desire away. Now, the desire could be many things. In his case, it was an addiction to crack. It was an addiction to that drug that he put, but this could be alcohol. This could be a disordered life of coveting the neighbor's wife, whatever. Every day's a new beginning. He found that out. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Tom in Grand Forks, let's get you in here. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, how are you doing this morning?
Better now that you called, because Grand Forks is my adopted hometown. So thank you for that. We're going to be soon broadcasting from the previous Grand Forks Herald building, at least monthly from Grand Forks, maybe more, because there's so many great things happening in that town I love. So love what Mayor Brandon Bochemski is doing and great leadership up there, Tommy Kenville and the folks at EyeSight.
Sad day in history in the Forks today, you know.
What is it?
It was 97 when the dike gave way.
Is today that day?
That was this. Yep, more than 50,000 residents abandoned Grand Forks as the Red River overrun the sand.
I'd like to take you back there in a nanosecond, but I knew it was this month. I didn't remember this day.
Yep,
well, April 19th. I was the one who spotted the downtown fire first and alerted authorities.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's what made it epic, of course, the flood, the fire. We'll have to call Mayor Pat Owens.
Oh,
I usually do that on the anniversary dates and check in, because that just was such an unbelievable deal. Here's how I knew we were in trouble.
We were slinging sandbags around here for that whole week, I can remember.
Fargo dodged the bullet thanks to Denny Wallaker.
Right.
And, you know, Fargo had, obviously, a little easier way to fight, I should say, because it was a little more spread out than Grand Forks is, and you could kind of triage.
For sure.
And they used the roads, but Grand Forks got more snow, more rain, and then a more narrow area, and it wasn't winnable. It was not winnable. But I knew we were in soup when the fire department came into the building I was in, which was the Depot building. Our radio station, KCNN, was located downtown in the Depot building. And they came in, the fire department came in, and they said, you know what they said, Tom? We need every wastebasket in the place. And I'm like, okay, the fire department's asking for wastebaskets. Don't you usually use hoses? No, we're stranded. Our fire truck is stranded down a block or so away in the middle of downtown on Demers, and the building next to you is starting on fire. We need the buckets to put out the fire because the timbers are coming, the embers or whatever are coming.
Take them.
Well, of course, we'd like to take every one of them. But that's when I went,
Oh, man.
This is not a good thing.
No.
We're in some measure of trouble here.
Yep.
And, of course, much of downtown burned, and it was unbelievable. But you know what was great about it? I'll never forget a conversation with Rush Limbaugh a few days into that nightmare when he called and said, Scott, can I get on the show? And I'm like, yeah. We had displaced Rush because of everything going on, but he said, I want to get on, and I want to tell everybody. I should find the audio of this. I want to tell everybody, I've never seen anything like it in my life. The people of Grand Forks, you are my inspiration. You're not asking for government help. You're going out there and cleaning out this crap and throwing the stuff on the berms, and it's just stuff, and you don't care. And God bless you. God bless you for fighting the way you fight. That was Rush's wisdom. This day, 5 years ago. No, how many years ago?
21.
21 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah, this day, April the 19th. Think about that. Anyway, that's not why you called, Tom. Why'd you call?
I forgot. But I have one quick comment. You had mentioned that home is in short supply.
Yeah.
Well, my question is what isn't in short supply these days? This welcome to communism. How do you like it so far?
Yeah, Marxism, communism. I don't know. I mean, you can throw a few things on this. I think the more we drift from what the founding fathers envisioned, and I narrow it down to this: the founding fathers never envisioned victimhood and groupthink. That was never them. It was about America. It was about an experiment, and it's a republic if you can keep it. And we get closer every day to actually losing it. And we've overperformed, the norm already. So this is something to think about. And you're absolutely right, Tom. Now the question is, do we have the guts to awaken from all of this nightmare? You know, that's what it is.
I think I said 21, Scotty. I'm sorry. It was 24 years ago. It was 97. So 24 years ago.
Today. I am not in charge of math, right?
Yeah, Todd wasn't really either. I had to check it.
But. Todd has told me a few times ago, Scott, don't do the math.
24 years.
Let other people do the math. And 24 years ago.
Seems like yesterday.
Yeah, 25 will be epic, too. Just to remember that and get everybody back. Wow. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Authorities in Texas say two people were killed when a driverless Tesla with no one in the driver's seat crashed into a tree and burst into flames. The cause of the crash, which happened about 9 p.m. local time in Spring, Texas, near Houston, is under investigation. First responders had to use nearly 30,000 gallons of water over 4 hours to put out the fire, as the Tesla battery kept reigniting. Authorities tried to contact Tesla for advice putting out the fire. It was not clear if they received any response. Staying in Texas, Austin, Texas police identify Stephen Broderick, a former Travis County Sheriff's Detective, as the man wanted for allegedly killing at least three people near an apartment complex in northwest Austin, Texas. The detective is also accused of raping a 16-year-old girl last June. The Austin Police Department said the suspect was still on the run early Monday and is considered armed and dangerous. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's love got to do with it anyway? What the heck? Love? Love, come on. Love your neighbor. Right? Love your God. It's right there in the Ten Commandments. It's not very complicated at all. It is not. And I strongly suggest that you reread those every now and then, and Tina Turner will make a lot more sense at that point, right? Today, Monday, PetroServe USA, they're ready to feed you with some great, great specials. I don't have those specials in front of me right now, but I can tell you this, it's still April. So any fresh-baked muffin today is 99 cents. You could go in there and buy 2 Pizza Corner pizzas I did on Sunday, 2 for $11. I just can't pass up a Pizza Corner pizza when it's 2 for $11.
Todd, could you? Who could?
You messed up math last time. I always mess it up.
Like personal pizzas?
No!
The big ones?
The big one!
2 for $11?
Exactly.
Why did I miss that?
I'm telling you, it's all of April. Todd, do the math on that, would you, for us? Because Kevin and I are not good at math. How much is that per pizza, Todd? 2 for $11.
$5.50.
Oh, I said Todd. You messed it up by trying to get back in my good graces. Anyway, great specials today. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. And when you fill up, you're going to have the lowest price fuel anywhere because they give you options. I like unleaded 88. I like unleaded 88 because it helps our corn farmers. And obviously, anytime you're using oil and gas, which is always going to be in every product of fuel I ever put in my gas, it's always got to be absolutely 100%. Majority oil and gas. But in North Dakota, you can do corn and oil in your vehicle, which becomes gasoline, and it works. Okay? All right. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. I want to play a little clip of a call we received this weekend. Am I playing this or are you, Kevin?
I can.
Okay. And this call came from someone who was upset about something that she had heard on Fox News Channel at the top of the hour. And what she does is explain what is wrong with what she heard, and she goes through all of the things that Fox News was saying about Donald Trump and other things that are false, that are wrong, okay? And she tends to, how can I say this diplomatically, Todd?
Get excited.
Get excited is one word, yeah, she gets excited. Have you got another phrase, Todd, you would to describe this with?
I've got nothing I can see on the microphone on the radio, but I've got ways to describe it.
I'm sorry for every mom out there who tells their kids never to say this word, and I never want to be a bad example, but she loses her poop, okay? She really just loses it. Now, I'm not, she calls regularly, and she opines, and she actually is very smart. I find her to be quite good at analyzing what's happening, and everything she's saying in this that you can hear is true. But I think, unfortunate is that she's not going to convince anybody in the manner in which she's conveying how she feels. And I think it is very incumbent on us to always speak as kind as we can, as clear as we can, even when we're talking to people we disagree with. In a moment, I'm going to give you two examples of that. And that's Amber and Margo from the North Dakota Conservative Advocates. Amber is actually the president, and Margo is one of the founding members, and they're bringing Charlie Kirk to town tonight. And the North Dakota Conservative Advocates, also known as NDCA, is a new political group that's helping people get engaged in the political process. I think they're every bit as effective as this woman is that you're going to hear in a moment, because they actually don't shout at people. They don't disrespect people. They don't demand things from legislators. They simply point out why they feel how they feel. And it's a good lesson for all of us. And if you're lucky enough to be at the Charlie Kirk event tonight at the Bell Mayhus Auditorium and have bought one of those tickets for the sold-out event, you'll understand a little more about them and about how they plan to advocate. And I have two sets of tickets in my hot little hands that we're going to give away. And if you want a shot at winning those, I'd suggest you get on the phone right now by calling us at 800-228-0550. One pair will go to somebody on the air, live, in queue, at 800-228-0550. The other pair will go to somebody that calls the Be the Buffalo hotline. That's the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. Just follow instructions to leave a message. Not to talk to us live on the air. You got to leave a message at 855-200-1776. And I will give you free rein to say whatever it is you're concerned about today, whether it's the Chauvin trial, whether it's the border crisis, whether it is, you know, sustainable ag. I don't care. It's your platform. Use it as your platform at 855-200-1776, okay? Simple as that. Just leave a comment. Make it no more than a minute. Because that's what this woman did, and it was a little bit longer than a minute, if I'm not mistaken. Kevin, how long is this?
It's a little longer than a minute.
Okay, go ahead and play it.
Leave our messages alone. I'll get your name, and I'm calling it in. We're getting tired of this propaganda BS crap news at the top of the hour. President Trump said to peacefully protest and march over to the Capitol. Peacefully! You forgot that, Mrs. Fox, lady. You're a liar. You propaganda smart liar. We're getting tired of the lies. And we have a good fight in the White House. Sitting out, open borders, drugs, things pouring in, COVID, banana diseases. Yes, Peter, who knows what that is pouring in?
I got cocaine mist out of that. Can you guys translate this?
No, it's yelling too much. It's, can't do that.
Barack Obama and Senator Biden.
I got
organized crime,
Biden, Obama,
and prostitution.
Okay.
And child slavery.
All right, you get the idea.
Yeah.
I translate it this way.
I guarantee all 17 of her cats ran to the attic after she started going on that one.
I empathize with her because I think a lot of people are there right now. I really do. But my point is it's not effective.
Well, not to the extent she's there, but yeah.
Well, I don't know. People are losing a lot right now. I mean, they're scared.
Most people are a little more in control.
Right.
They're not happy, but they're a little more in control.
I guess when I say a lot are like that, I mean... They're fearing the same thing she's fearing. They are conducting themselves, thankfully, in a little better manner.
Oh, she's just very passionate, if you ask me.
17 of her cats.
Yeah, that was
epic.
Anyway, I agree with her. But Donald Trump said go up there and peacefully protest. That's what he said. And everybody from Rob Port, the Standing Blog, and I yesterday had a conversation about this. He's like, I can't even believe there's Republicans that condone that. Condone what? Telling people to go up and peacefully protest? And by the way, if Donald Trump was assigned blame for all of this, he didn't do a very good job because a million people were in front of him on the mall. 15,000 left before he was done talking, and they went to the Capitol, and of them, 1,500 got in. And they're all lawbreakers.
No, I mean,
she go to jail.
I'll give her total credit with that. The narrative is across all media, right wing, left wing, whatever.
The
narrative is always there.
So she's right.
Insurrection.
She's right. She's just not doing it in an effective way.
Just calm down.
Yeah. Because you're not going to win anybody over there. That's why the North Dakota Conservative Advocates exist. And our next guest is the president of the North Dakota Conservative Advocates, Amber Vivetto. Hello, Amber. How are you?
Good. Hi, Scott.
Good to have you here. Is Margo joining us as well? Is Margo too busy getting ready for tonight's event?
She is busy making sure our website is up and running this morning.
Very good idea, because we want all of that running. First of all, tell folks about North Dakota Conservative Advocates. What are you all about, this brand new group that is doing wonderful work engaging people, for instance, right now, in the legislative process and paying attention to these bills and connecting with school boards and city councils and county commissions? Just talk a little bit about the group you formed here.
Yes, well, we were formed not by, professional lobbyists or experienced politicians, but by moms who are just concerned about the less growing influence in our state and in our country, in our schools. And we just saw the need to have conservative voices just be highlighted and just empower people to, just to
get involved, right? Get involved, advocate, be who they are, right? And not scream and holler, right? To the point of the earlier caller, clearly passionate about the lack of integrity, no sense of journalism in all of our news, which is one of the reasons we are where we are, without any question. But it doesn't do any good to scream, does it?
No. And that's not what we are about at all. We are respectful. We are calm. We don't lead by our emotions. I think that is a problem right now, that everyone is so emotional and they're allowing their emotions to kind of run away with them. But that's not what we are about. We know what we stand for. We know that, the principles that we hold dear are nothing for which to apologize for. We're just standing firm, respectfully.
I did talk to Rich Wardner in the middle of the debate about 1323 and before their vote. And he said, I am so tired of people demanding that we do one thing or another. That's not a good look, and it doesn't convince anybody. And he sort of, in my mind, was assigning that to the new people involved in the process, right? Not necessarily, the people that are lobbyists or professionals or whatever. And I said, well, I'd be careful about lumping everybody into the demand category. Sometimes a group known as the Bastiats are considered to be sort of political antagonistic towards the leadership in the legislature and some of their members or people that support them, in his mind, have been really unprofessional to this point. And I specifically said, are you hearing that from the moms? Not to have a stereotype here, because I know that North Dakota Conservative Advocates is not just for moms, but to me, you've been led by moms, you're formed by moms and founded by moms. So, when he says don't demand things from us, what is your response to that, Amber?
Well, I agree that that's no way to that's no way to change things. I think we've forgotten how to have respectful conversations and to be able to listen to other points of view. If we really want to advocate for these principles, we are going to have to be calm and respectful and listen to other points of view.
Makes sense. Now, hang on, Amber, because we're going to continue this conversation on the other side of the break. And when we come back, somebody is going to win. Well, two people are going to win. Two pairs of tickets for the sold-out Charlie Kirk show that is tonight. Amber will tell us what's going to happen tonight for those of you that are coming, and that could include you. Call now to win a pair. You got to go on the air and answer a simple question. First person to answer it right wins the tickets. Call 800-228-0550 right now, or the Be the Buffalo hotline. Don't go away.
Luke's on the line from Razor's Edge Directional Drilling. They're from Bismarck, but they go everywhere, and it's a good time to get those projects going right now. Luke, why is that?
Hey, Scott. Well, this year, there's not much moisture out there. I mean, all the frost is gone. The grass is still dead, so it's a perfect time to get in, get your projects done, whether it's water lines, trenching, drain fields, septic tanks, electric lines, anything you need bored or dug in, we're your guys.
And you're doing horizontal directional drilling. What's that allow you to do?
So So we're going to come in with our drill and go underneath, whether it's your yard, your driveway, you know, the road. If you got to get across the road, you're not going to dig across that stuff. So we'll come in and bore underneath it and little to no mess.
How about that, folks? So waterline projects, septic tanks, drain fields, stock dams, power, anything that needs to be drilled or dug in, and you hardly know they were there. RedDrilling.com to find out more. RedDrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Or give him a call on his cell, 701-934-1134. Razor's Edge Directional Drilling.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's on Your Mind. I have to. These three words are the most frequent and scariest words in the English language these days. Police officer down. I hate even saying it. It is shocking. It is true. The number of cops killed in the line of duty jumped almost 100% last year. Did you hear what I just said? Meanwhile, defunding police, stripping them of legal protections, and woke culture are everywhere. It is a dangerous time for all of us. Greg Kelly is fighting back, thankfully. And all this week on Greg's Newsmax TV show with his special series, Cops Under Fire, you're going to find out the real threat to the police and to you. I'm watching Newsmax. I love it. They're standing up for brave men and women. And you can watch Cops Under Fire on Greg Kelly tonight. Channel your frustration to watching Newsmax because there's solutions there. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want it. Get Newsmax TV free on most smart TVs, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. Watch it anytime. It's already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Newsmax is real news for real people. Back with Amber, president of North Dakota Conservative Advocates.
Charlie Kirk is in town tonight. I'm going to go to the phones in a minute and give folks a chance to answer a question that could win them a pair of tickets. Kevin, you're watching Grasshopper. For any comment on the Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. The Buffalo, they kind of run over the Grasshoppers, but, you know, once in a while we feel sorry for them and mention them. Anyway, the Be the Buffalo hotline, all about turning into the storm, and that's what they do at Oasis Petroleum. That's why we love them. You can call that line 24/7. Just leave a comment on anything at 855-200-1776. And if you want to answer our question to win a pair of tickets, call now. 271-1100 or 800-228-0550. Back to Amber. Tell us what will happen tonight and why you're bringing Charlie Kirk to the Bell Mayhus Auditorium tonight in Bismarck, Amber. Amber, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Tell us about Charlie Kirk tonight. Tell us why North Dakota Conservative Advocates is bringing him in.
Well, we have a small personal connection to him, but we wanted Charlie to come because he is so incredibly intelligent and dynamic and knowledgeable, and he's fearless. He's just been fearless in advocating for our country and just the principles of freedom and liberty. So we are so excited to be able to host him and to have him come to Bismarck. I just think that he's going to be incredibly encouraging and inspiring to listen to tonight.
If you're going, I don't know Charlie Kirk, I've never heard that name, you can be forgiven because he's not exactly a household name outside, I would say, of conservative circles and especially young conservative circles. But I'd encourage folks to go to his Facebook page, watch his videos, and you'll get it. I've never seen anybody more cerebral at 27 years of age. It's phenomenal. I mean, he's got a brain and a calm way of explaining things, and he's really amazing. So I hope you'll be there tonight and join us. Anita in Bismarck wants to try and get the first pair of tickets that Amber is willing to give away for the show tonight. So 6 o'clock, the Bell in Bismarck. Anita, are you ready to answer a question?
I am.
What is the name of the group that Amber and Margo have formed that we've been talking about today, Anita?
Oh, boy. Oh, shoot. I've been listening to it, but now I can't think of the name of it. I'm sorry.
All right. Hang on, Anita. Hang on, Anita, because we'll see. We'll give you a second chance at the question if we don't get our answer from Rich in Carrington. Rich, do you know the answer? What is the group that Amber and Margo have founded here and are bringing conservatives together to advocate on behalf of issues that are important to them with elected leaders? What would you you want to venture a guess there, Rich?
It's Conservatives for a Better Place.
They are Conservatives for a Better Place, but that's not the name. Hang on, Rich, because we'll give you another shot here after I give Anita and Bismarck a chance again. Want another bite at that apple, Anita?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go.
What?
Answer the question.
Oh, the same question?
It is the same question, but I did drop some clues. Where do we live, Anita? Where do we live?
USA.
Right?
North Dakota.
Okay, we live in North Dakota. So the group starts with North Dakota. What's next?
Okay, North Dakota Conservative Thinking. I don't know.
Very close. You got three of the four. Let's see. North Dakota Conservative. What's the fourth word, Rich, in Carrington? Rich, you want to take a bite at the last of the four words we're looking for? North Dakota Conservative what?
Voices.
It's not voices, although they have them. Anita, back to you in Bismarck. North Dakota Conservative what?
Thinking.
They will do that. Amber, isn't this funny? We're trying so hard. Rich and Carrington, I'm back to you. What do you think it is? North Dakota Conservative, what are they? What are they doing for you and me? Rich?
Yeah, I'm here.
It starts with an A. North Dakota Conservative
Advocates. Oh, sorry. America.
Not America.
I'm trying, man.
Kevin had a little bit of something in his throat there. Anita, how about you?
Action.
Not action. North Dakota conservative. I've said this word five times in the last 15 minutes.
Has Kim been diagnosed with Tourette's or something?
Yeah, he's got a little thing in his throat there. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, Rich, want to try? North Dakota conservative what?
Action.
You guys have been good sports. I'm going to give each of you a pair of tickets, but it's advocates. North Dakota conservative advocates. Amber, thank you for bringing Charlie Kirk to town. We'll see you tonight. And if you want to find out more, what's the website? Tell folks what the website is, Amber. Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers. And save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.